I tend to eat arguably unusual food combinations in strange things. And I know we're talking food again, which is, it happens because we all got to eat. If you don't eat, you die.
Well, but are you pregnant? I mean, why are you doing weird combinations?
No, I don't think so. I think everything's regular at this point. So,
Tell me what's weird. What's the weird stuff?
What I'm told is weird. It makes perfect sense to me. Like, I'll make a blueberry pancake, and I'll put some cinnamon on and peanut butter, and very rich, very decadent, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's like not like a crepe we've talked about once before with jizz and urine
Why?
I'm just comparing crepes, man.
Totally different thing. Yeah, it's another thing and all bad there. Thank you for that episode.
You can go find it later.
Yeah, that's right. Go search the Chubby and Stick thing. I don't even know how to begin again or to get back there. So that's not weird.
I think it's weird, but it's told it's weird.
And I'll put mustard on like everything. I'll put mustard on a French fry.
Well, that was Carl from Sling Blade. Mm-hmm.
Right, but
Kaiser Blade, some people call Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm. Need a mandatory viewing of that, actually. Yeah, a Billy Bob Thornton debut.
French fry potatoes with some mustard on it.
It's true, and it's good. It's good. It's good without the blade. Definitely.
Yeah, don't murder somebody with a sling blade, please. Just eat the French fried potato.
I like to eat. I like all kinds of different food. But lately, the point of this is that, and I'm usually not one to judge, but I'm going. Well, maybe you're going to judge now. I absolutely am.
Friggin'
so in the last couple of weeks, whatever it is, big time brand mustard people decided to make a mustard ice cream because it was hokey and it got people talking.
Excuse me, hold on a second, wait.
Correct.
I'm done.
I don't know why. I don't know how. It was only sold in a few markets. I can't imagine why.
In the pregnancy aisle.
Right, exactly. So, Jesus. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, I've friends have had wives that have been pregnant. I've had no women get pregnant with me. Thankfully,
you know,
luckily, the world is safer.
But,
different cravings at different times. Maybe you smoke a lot of weed. Maybe whatever it is that you happen to do in your life, you might find yourself eating mass quantities of one thing or another. But none of those have I ever gone, I love mustard.
No, mustard's good, but mustard's like a limit. You don't want mustard on a hot fudge sundae.
No, you probably don't. But you know, and I don't like ketchup on a hot dog, but I as a kid, that was like all I could imagine. And now
what's weird? I used to hate ketchup. I liked it on certain French fries. Like, I wouldn't take it on McDonald's French fries, but I'll take it on, like, big steak fries and, like, Wendy's fries.
Okay.
But I've recently gotten into ketchup on hamburgers and mayonnaise on hamburgers, but those are normal condiments.
Well, they are. They are. And again, that's you. Yeah, as long as I don't have to eat, you know, the ketchup on the hamburger, I'm about a mustard and maybe a little bit of mayonnaise. And of course, the sriracha sauce, another Chubby and Stick episode, because everything is better that way. So
you want to know the craziest hamburger order I've ever seen happen?
What's that?
I was at a Steak and Shake, and I can say this because it's not like demeaning to Steak and Shake. I was at a Steak and Shake late at night. This guy walks in, sits down at the bar, and he goes, I'll have a steak burger with everything. And they serve it to him. And he takes a bite of it. He goes, oh, my God, this has like relish on it. I asked for everything. Why is there relish on it?
That's everything.
And like literally the guy who made the burger was looking at me goes, you asked for everything. He's like, yeah, but you like put mayonnaise and relish on it. That's not everything. And he's like, he broke the guy's brain because the guy didn't know how to do it. And this other guy kind of swooped in and was like, we'll make you another one. What don't you want on it? I mean, I can understand if you like put toenails and like hair and like scrapings off the kitchen floor and cockroaches. That would be like, well, that would be everything. But that might be a little extreme.
That's a little on the extreme side. But I mean, you when you say everything, what does that entail? I mean, I would not necessarily have thought about the relish thing, but if that's in the condiment container, dispenser, whatever, yeah. I'm sure there's a whole row of condiments.
But relish isn't like in a bizarre thing to have at a place that serves burgers and hot dogs.
No, let me ask you this. Because we're talking about hamburger.
Yeah.
So years ago, friends of mine and I were in Vegas because, you know, you got to go sometimes. I liked it so much I even moved there. You can do that legally nearby.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it's herpes.
That you bring home. That's a bad day. So we go to a place we'd had enough one night. We'd given enough money away and found our way. I'm pretty sure it was Smith and Walensky. If I'm wrong, then forgive me.
Okay.
We go in there, and everybody who's like, I was like, I just wanted a hamburger. And they're all like, no, a steak. And I'm like, no, I don't feel like a steak. I feel like a hamburger. They had like a $20 or $25 hamburger on the menu. And I sat there and pondered it for a while, and I'd had a few drinks, and I'm trying to figure out what could possibly go into what a $20 or $25 hamburger.
I've had like a $20-$30 hamburger before.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I pondered it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull the trigger on this. I'm going to do this. And I say, hey, and I feel this is, goes back to mom again, because she ingrained this, you know, get some broccoli, get a salad, get a little greenage, be a little healthy. And I'm in Vegas. I need something to sort of balance out. Clearly, one end of the scale is way out of whack at this point.
You had your plenty of bread already in liquid form is what you're saying.
Yes, a whole lot of lot of things. So, and I'm like, all right, well, he's the fries. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. And maybe some salad. And he goes, I don't know you really want all that. And I'm like, I don't know. He goes, oh, if you really want it,
who
you know,
the hell are
you.
You to judge what I can eat?
Well, he was totally right, though, because it was way too much. It was a massive hamburger. But I just got to say, it was worth, I would have given $100 for that hamburger.
I know.
It was unbelievable.
You pay that much for a hamburger? I was at like the Ritz-Carlton on Central Park in New York. I was put up there. Disney flew me out there for like a junket. And, and it was all on Disney's dime, too. So it was part of my, like, stipend I had. And I ordered, and I don't know how much the burger was, like $30 or something like that. And it had, like, truffle mayonnaise on it. It was amazing. It was amazing.
All right. So that's, I mean, I love a hamburger. And I love a cheap, greasy hamburger. And at certain times you need that. And a morning after a night of hard drinking or whatever else. Not that I would do that. I'm
you know who has
innocent.
A great hamburger right now?
Who's
Denny's.
That?
Denny's.
Denny's. I miss Denny's.
Denny's makes great hamburgers.
I haven't been to Denny's in a long time. They get the Grand Slam, right?
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of things. But yeah, but I mean, the burgers, they're thick, they're greasy, they're drippy, and I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I could go for some of that right about now.
Can I get a hamburger? Hey, honey, could you go get me a hamburger? I'm going to ask my wife to go get me a hamburger right now.
Is she going to go get you a hamburger?
And she said no.
She told you no. That was a quick, did she give you a look, or did she actually say it, or did she just give you a nod or an eye roll?
I didn't let her pause her movie, so... I didn't actually ask her. She just looked at me, and now she's shaking her head.
There you go.
Now she's throwing things at me. So anyway, so let's talk about weird combinations. You talk about
all right,
about
well, let's get back to
what's
well, here's
the weirdest
thing
you ate? I mean, don't give me like peanut
well,
butter
well,
on
well, no,
blueberry
well, hey,
pancakes.
Wait, we'll get there. Here's this other thing. So Oscar Mayer's now has a hot dog ice cream. With
oh,
hot
Jesus
dog,
Christ. Why
hot,
do we have to ruin? People are licking ice cream, putting mustard in hot dogs. What's next in ice cream? I don't want to know what's next in ice cream.
No, because you had the old ice cream licking thing to start the summer of 2019 or whatever the hell this is.
Just give me my ice cream.
Just leave it
I
alone.
Be happy.
So
I
you had mustard ice cream, now a hot dog ice cream, or different types of ice cream with hot dog bits in it. I just don't
gonna
know why.
I'm going to get like a Rocky Road from Baskin Robbins and sit under the shower. Weeping naked in my shower, eating the ice cream. That is how I feel right now. I'm like a scene from Leaving Las Vegas.
Well, because here's the thing. I immediately go to the horrific nature of the scene in which you're speaking, which is the worst of violations possible.
I want some strawberry Elizabeth Schubert,
please. The worst violation possible. And the misery and sadness in which she is trying to wash off of herself.
That is how I feel when you bring up hot dog. And what happens if you have hot dog?
And what is going down the drain there? I mean, literally, you took me to the worst place. Earlier,
it's like
a different podcast, we talked about. Do what?
Chocolate syrup from Psycho. He used chocolate syrup for the blood. Did you know that? That the blood in Psycho was Hershey's chocolate syrup?
I did not know that, and I thank you for sharing. That's a good factoid. Now I can watch and know exactly what it is.
Okay, what's the weirdest combination you've eaten?
The weirdest I don't know what that is.
You brought it up. What do you?
I did,
you
but like? I am so far off now. The deep end. I don't even know.
Have you ever had? I'll try this. Try this sometimes. Saltine cracker, peanut butter, pickle.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. That's great. I'll eat pickles
that's
with
good
anything,
stuff, man.
Pickles. Now, do you like
that's
the,
good
the
stuff.
Bread and butter zesty pickle, or do you just mean like a regular, like a
no, like
kosher
a dill pickle,
pickle,
like a dill pickle slice? You know, just a saltine cracker, peanut butter on it, and pickle.
That's fine. That's fantastic. Yeah, I can eat that all day. I'll just grab like a spoonful of peanut butter and banana with some cinnamon and eat that, and throw in maybe a piece of rye bread, and you're living the life of Riley. Or something like that.
Or Riley. Oh, God. That was like a joke my 11-year-old would make.
It's all right. I smiled.
I don't know. I mean, like, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten? What's the strangest thing? What I mean, what is too weird for you to eat? Have you ever eaten?
I've eaten mealworms.
Okay.
Mealworms, crickets, grasshoppers.
Really?
Not in mass quantities. I've sampled them. I feed them to my box turtle, Fred. But I tried.
Just wanted to see what he was into.
At the Ohio State Fair, they were having them available, and I figured, why not? I was doing the radio show there, and I ate them, and yeah.
Really good.
They were mealy. They were gamey. They were not something I'd eat every day, but if you needed protein in a pinch, you knew what you can eat, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of, I mean, that's all. I mean, shrimp cocktail is just...
Well, I mean, think about shrimp. I mean, yeah, it's like a bottom feeder. Supposed to really eat it, but damn, is it good?
No,
what about crawfish?
Swim, but like crawfish and lobsters. Right. Lobsters are just giant sea cockroaches.
That's sort of what they're... But boy, are they good. Absolutely. I mean, I lived in New Orleans. I got into the whole crawfish boil thing. But, you know, and when I was a kid, they were just crawdads. And then all of a sudden, I found out they were crawfish. But then they say, suck the head. I can't be doing that. It's just... it's so good. I'm
You're
like,
just not a man of the world, then. You're just not a man of the world.
No, I don't get out. I don't do certain things. You know what I mean? You do what you do. I do what I do. I don't judge
you. You ever have escargot?
I have. Engine
Tripe.
House.
I've had tripe. Have you ever
I've had tripe. I've had brains.
Really?
Yeah, I think it must have been.
I got plenty of brains by then.
Cow brains. I think I've had that. Is that? I mean, it's not an unusual thing.
Is it any good?
Thing.
I've actually never had brains.
I sampled it because it was there, and I was. My mom always told me that I should. Some people's house, they had it.
The thing that was the worst. You'd be like, "What's up, bitches? Oh, you got brains? I'll try that. See you later."
Yeah, everything's fine except you know, there's a Night of Living Dead problems. I mean, everything's great. Yeah. What about liver? See, that's the thing that my rule of thumb is don't eat organs. Stay away from the organs. But that was like my mom used to try to make it, liver and onions. That was her big thing. And my aunt tried to fake it out, and she put it on a hamburger bun once when I was a kid at her house. She was like, "No, it's a hamburger." I'm like, "I know liver from a hamburger.
I'm not.
I'll wait.
I don't like liver. It's too pasty. I don't like the. With me, liver, it's more about texture than anything else.
Yeah, but there's something. I don't know if it is the flavor. It's like right now, I literally just might vomit. I could.
Would
spew.
You eat human flesh, given the opportunity?
Now, when you say given the opportunity or forced into the situation.
No. Like
if you're on the side of a mountain and the plane has crashed and you have another option.
No, I'm not saying for like, but like if it was a delicacy, like somebody sat there and said, "Oh, I had my arm amputated. Would you like some of it?"
No, hell no.
I was watching this thing on cable once where there was this woman, this is actual real thing. She'd given birth and she kept the placenta and then she made the placenta into a pate.
I've heard about her making soup, but I never believed that.
Would you eat that?
My baby's placenta or your baby's placenta?
Anybody
matter? I mean, see, that's the thing. That's cannibal. That's really close to being a cannibal, right?
Well, but no. See, here's the thing: cannibalism actually is not illegal.
I'm not worried about the legality.
Well, no.
I'm not
even
necessarily
saying,
talking about the morality of it. I'm just talking about the pure function of it.
But it's a human. That's the whole point. It's like, I mean, if somebody had like, oh, you don't need organ meat, but like somebody had a testicle removed, would you eat it?
First of all, I'd have a moment of silence for the loss. I mean, I still, when my dog rolls over, crazy rolls over, and I see that he's ballless, I have guilt for taking him to where they took them. Yeah. And I know a guy who had the fake ones put in his dog for his own insecurity for guilt that he had, the nudicles. No, I'm not going to eat any other balls, any other dude's like junk. No, I mean,
would you eat Rocky Mountain?
Wait a minute, stop. Hold on a minute. You
whose balls
these
would
same
you
questions.
Eat? I mean, where is
this
the
is
level?
Chubby and Stick show? It's not all chubby. Come on now. So, would you eat the brain?
I've never eaten brain. Here's my
rule.
Would you? I will try anything once.
All right.
I may not try it a second
you'd eat
time.
A testicle. Like just some random dude's testicle. Like if
it's just sitting there on the ground. No.
Well, I don't mean like,
I mean,
oh,
it's prepared.
Oh, this is fresh. Like he just dropped one. I don't think
like
that's
a
how
spring
it works.
Of
I mean, if you're just dropping off
something.
A ball, you've got big problems.
I don't know. I don't know if I need a person's testicle. I don't know. I mean, there's also. I make a rule.
Well,
I will try
the,
anything.
You know
once.
What I mean? It'd have to be like the worst case.
I would
only
buy him dinner first.
It was
buy
either
him,
this or die. You know
I
what I mean?
Least, I would. Well, yeah, that's different. I mean, no, that's survival. I'm talking about like haute cuisine.
Like on what? Oh, it's a Wednesday night. Let's go live wild and have some, you know, human testicles.
Well, I'm not like gonna go randomly rip a testicle off a guy and chew it on my way to the bar or something. But I mean, it's like if it was
on the way, not after the bar. See, after the bar, you get into a fight or something, and you got to do what you got to do. I can imagine you got to grab a sack maybe to get out of the situation.
Because then you'll sober up too quickly.
I think you'd wake up pretty fast. Yeah, I think you'd come to your senses. So wait, when is the situation appropriate? Like you go, now is the time.
Well, I mean, if it were prepared, like if I went to a restaurant and that's what they offered, I would try it once. I may not try it again. I may spit it out.
Well, where is this restaurant that this is on the menu? And how do you see? This is the weird thing.
Dickandballs.com.
Dickandballs.com. Of course, yes. So. Buy that fast, get to own it. It just gained in value. So, but I mean, you can't legally sell it. Can you donate it? I mean, where does this come from? This sounds like the place out in Arizona where people were donating their selling the body, and the trade-off was that they would cover the burial, and then they were selling the pieces and parts, and the one guy found out his grandma, who he thought was going to go to research for Alzheimer's, was really like target practice or something for the military, because they were figuring out exactly how like munitions blew up different people from different distances or circumstances.
Here is my rationale. I'll try anything once, but if it's going to be human flesh, it has to be kosher, because they have rules and laws, and they would do it properly. I'm not just going to eat some homeless guy's dick or balls just because it's lying there on the street, okay?
I could be wrong, but I don't think there's anything kosher about eating some other human's pieces and parts, no matter how cleanly it's prepared. I don't think you get the blessing on that.
I'm not Jewish.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.